What's up? In this episode, I'm talking about procrastination. Procrastination is one of the things that your good intentions kind of feeds it. And ultimately, if we take what God wants for our lives and live that out, we're not going to procrastinate as easily. So listen to this episode. I hope it helps you. Let's get into it now. Hello, and welcome to the On My Mind podcast, a podcast where we talk about what's on our mind and how it impacts our day, whether it's for good or for bad. Well, we want good things on our mind so we have good days. So that's the intention of this podcast, is to make sure that you have good days. And speaking of intention, that is the current series that we're talking through. Our intentions versus God's intentions, and God's intentions are the best, obviously. Well, that's what we're talking about. Instantly is just think about your intention and how to live life intentionally. That's what I want you thinking about. I want you thinking about how God loved us so much that he gave us a plan and how to live our life in the Word of God, and the ways that we should go about inspired in life by the acts of Jesus, by the acts of the people in the Bible, and what Jesus did for us. And now we should go out and tell everybody about what Jesus did for us. That doesn't mean go and just shove it down everyone's throat either. People have to be ready. You have to be nice to people before they're ready to listen to you about what you believe. They have to respect what you do. Actions are super huge in living intentionally. I want to talk about the lack thereof of taking actions and those impacts on other people. Let's think about it. Procrastination, for one, that is the lack of action based on just laziness or being scared to do it. There's a lot of reasons. Think about how soon, not now, becomes never. If you're like, nah, now I'm gonna put it off for later. It's just, think about the example of Nicodemus and Jesus in the Bible and their conversations that they had. It's Jesus is here, but it's like, oh, he's coming. They believe in the coming Messiah, but they don't believe in the Messiah actually being here, Jesus. And Felix and Paul, that's another good example. And just thinking about people who had good intentions about knowing and following God. Those are both good, solid people. Like when I read the Bible and I hear about Nicodemus, I'm man, that dude was this close to him and yet procrastinated, put it off. It was not gonna actually follow you because status or because of this, or it might be unpleasant, or you know, things like that. Think about that in your own life, and having good intentions, wanted to know Jesus and help him and stop him maybe from being persecuted, but ultimately never followed through with what they should have done with Jesus. You can easily do that as well in your own life. You're going to be like, yeah, Jesus probably want that, but I'll do that later. Or Jesus would probably want me to talk to them about something, you know, that's concerning them, but nah, I'll probably do it later. I'll have another opportunity. There's a huge amount of just reasons why we might procrastinate. A couple of them, just thinking, and I took some notes. So if you see me looking over here, it's because I took a couple notes and I tried to put it as close to the camera as I could, but maybe not. Okay. But complex projects that seem daunting will cause us to procrastinate. Clean the whole house. That's hard for me. That's real hard. No, I don't want to do that. But if it's, hey, just clean the toilet. Okay, I can do that. Okay, then I feel good after cleaning the toilet. I'm going to clean the rest of the bathroom. And then, you know, after that, it's like, well, I that didn't take as long as I thought it would. Maybe I could do a little bit more. There's ways to stop yourself from procrastinating and just cut it, you know, down in parts, one bite at a time. How to eat an elephant, one bite at a time. That is the ultimate goal, but I'm kind of skipping ahead of myself. Complex projects, like I said, projects that seem unpleasant. If something seems like I don't want to do it because I might hurt myself, or I don't want to go out in the hot sun and mow the lawn or whatever, if it seems unpleasant, you don't want to do it. And inability to prioritize. It's like, I don't know what's most important. I don't think I could do all of this stuff on my list today, so I'm just not going to do anything because I can't decide what to do. Well, that doesn't make sense. But ultimately, in the moment, I've definitely done that 100%. It's like, without a doubt, I've done that. And it's like, why do I feel that way? And it's because I haven't prioritized what's most important. Then I look at the rest of my week and I'm like, well, what's most important that happens right now? Well, taking out the trash is probably the best thing to do on a Thursday, or doing, you know, the housework and chores. It's probably important to do it before Saturday when I might have guests over. If you think about what takes priority, it's going to be so easy. The path to hell is paved with good intentions. We talked about in the last episode, but these good intentions have a definite pattern that might seem too familiar to you. For sure, good intentions recognize a need in your life, and a need that you have, and then it creates an interest where you want to know more, but then leads to an emotional response, usually something like fear or want or any of the negative responses we might feel, and then it stops you from doing it. I want more free time, and I don't want to spend my free time working really hard on something that will actually only take 5 minutes. If you just do it, then it just gets put on the back burner. These are not good. That's not a good way to live your life. It's kind of a bad way. But the important things about good intentions that aren't the best are they are not decisions. They're just illusions of a decision that you might think is good. They release you from guilt and make you feel better. That's not what I intended to do. Yeah, but if you would have thought it out a little bit better, maybe the actions that you took could have been more precise and intentional. Because that's what we're talking about, intentional living. You shouldn't live in guilt if you've messed up or anything like that. Again, grace is there, and it's so important for you to know that. But you should never live in that condemnation or feel guilty enough to where you just quit and give up. And that's another thing. Well, I messed up before. Why should I do it again? Why should I keep trying? It's easy to feel that way, but it's wrong. Don't feel that way because you're worth more than that. It's okay to feel a little bit of just guilt, because then you can turn around and it's grace. Okay, that was wrong. That's just recognition. But then move forward. Stop that guilt. Stop it. I acknowledge that was wrong. Move forward. Boom. That's it. Thank you, Jesus, for what you did that I can mess up and move forward. Boom. Let's go. It's over. Stop dwelling on it. Stop letting it be an excuse of why you don't want to try again, because that is the biggest the biggest thing. I've done that to myself all the time. When I mess up in a certain area, of course, I'm just going to do it again. So I might as well not even try to stop. But no, the way that I stopped saying cuss words as often, you know, occasionally one might slip out and then boom, I feel bad. But then I'm forgiven for it instantly and I put it behind me. Traffic is one thing that gets me, and I'm being extra vulnerable for you here, but I try not to. I try never to say those words. And when I mess up, do I just start saying all the cuss words I can just because I want to and all that? No. Okay. I messed up. That's okay, because I'm forgiven for it. Let's move forward and stop trying to do that. Let's stop that, because it's not beneficial. Now, cuss words is just one thing, because I don't want to cuss in front of my kids, all that stuff. But you could make that anything. You could make it an addiction you have. You could make it any action that you don't like that you're taking. One, when I stopped, I was decreasing.
the amount. I was slowly declining. And then I was, okay, I got this. I can stop full because I can lower the amount. There's other words to use. There's better words or replacement words. And try not to even use those replacement words because you still get in the habit. But if you can just not do it altogether, that's the best result. My intention was good that whole time. But did I actually think about what God had for me in that the whole time? I should have been. I don't know that I was. I don't know that I properly handled that. It may have been executed a lot better and still be executed a lot better. In the moment, things are frustrating. Things get to you, and that's no fault of your own. It's human life. But when the frustration hits you, you have the option to either react or respond. And that's emotional intelligence. So a reaction is like a, it's like a something like a knee jerk or like a, but then there is a response, and that is a considered plan of action. That is an intentional way to live. So do your best to always have a response, but not a reaction. Don't react to someone yelling in your face. Don't react to someone cutting you off in traffic. Respond. God, I just ask you to bless them and help them drive safely on the road so they don't impact other people. And yeah, I'm feeling this in myself because, it's not something that I find easy. I find it a little struggling to get there because this is a little hard. It's like I'm asking people to do something I need to do myself. And that, again, that's part of this podcast. I do not confess that I've got it all together. I do not confess that I can do this and execute all of this exactly the way. And sometimes the episodes are for me and benefit me a lot. But I hope that you can get a little out of it too. The good intentions make a big promise with not very much requirement. How do you go forward and having a good God intention? And can you do something that will be life-changing for yourself? That's what I want, is for your life to be changed. And it's basically seeking out what God would have you to do. God wants you to have a good life. Despite what you may think about all the rules, quote unquote, or things that he challenges you with in the word, but ultimately God wants you to have a good and prosperous life. Jesus wants you and everyone to feel the love that he shared with us. It's not always going to be, rainbows and sunshine and happiness and good days. There's going to be bad days. There's going to be crap that we have to deal with and go through. But the good news about it is that we have Jesus to go through it with us. If we live intentionally, one, that's going to reduce the amount of negative impact and chaos that is released in our life. And two, if we reduce the amount of good intentions and excuses that we can make for situations and just live responsible for ourselves and for telling others about Jesus, then we're going to have that much more of a blessed life. I love sharing good news with people and them actually benefiting from it and them coming back and telling me, hey, thank you for doing that for me, or for showing me that, or for doing that, anything. I don't want that praise or that glory from it, but I give that to God. The second anybody says anything, it's like, man, God's so good. He's the one who's enabling me to have the good life where I can impact others for good. And that's my prayer and hope for you, is that you impact others for good, that you love others, that you show God's compassion towards people, that you are forgiving, that you are self-aware in the fact that you might be putting things off or procrastinating. You might be using your good intentions as an excuse rather than actually living up to what Jesus would have you do. So think about these things. That's the best thing to do. Share this podcast with someone that you think could benefit from it. Make sure you're subscribed so you're here for the next one. We're on all podcast platforms. And if you liked the video version of the podcast is on Spotify. Or if you visit YouTube, we have a YouTube channel where you can check us out and hear the podcast also and watch it. But yeah, I really appreciate you so much for taking out a part of your day to listen to this episode. I hope it impacts your life, and I just pray overall that you just take a little bit back to your own life and that it makes your life better. Because that's my goal, is to help make your life a little bit better, just a little bit at a time, by keeping good things on your mind. Have a wonderful and blessed day.